Blog Talk Radio.
Get away, not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking no boss, man, can I get away? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in much. Did you hang it up? Did you fall off the floor when you lose in the clutch? Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how when you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switching time zones with a 4-hour layover. Fifth out, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. If you whip a Range Rover, bitches getting colder. And I ain't got time, man. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. That don't sound right, shit don't act right. Guap won't stack right, at least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money boom cruise. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come to. All of you will let money get crucial. But I won't excuse my behavior, a lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get fun, then stacks on major. Let's do it, get done, over around here, player. I'm telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Information station that's waking up the nation. High frequency radio network. Sync up.
Peace to the gods. I would like to welcome you to another episode of The Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. I'm your host, So-El, and it is an absolute pleasure. The Foundation, where we understand incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So, as always, we correctly apply the correct information. I want to say, as always, all praises, honors, thanks due to the Creator and the ancestors. Without them, we would not be here. Definitely want to say peace, big up to my big brother, Uncle Yusuf L. Yes, I said it. Big brother, Uncle Yusuf L. High Frequency Radio Network Creator. He's the man with the plan. Created the platform, you know. Salute to the God. I want to invite you to check out welcometothefoundation.com. At the very least, sign up for the email list. Check out the PDF section. There's a lot of free information. Just download it to your phone, your tablet, hard drive, whatever. Also, you can find all of the social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can make a donation. You can also book a consultation, all from the same spot. Welcometothefoundation.com. I want to say peace to all the listeners. Excuse me. Peace to all the live listeners. All the live callers in the switchboard, peace. Definitely want to say peace to all the Internet Archive listeners. Shout out to the Archive listeners. All that, you know, MP3 shares. All, you know, however you check out the show, you know. Definitely want to say peace to you. Absolutely and definitely. I also want to say... peace to all the trustees in trustee training. I want to say peace to all of those investing in their private education. Definitely want to salute the trustees. Peace to anyone that we've done business with in the private. Anyone who sent an email or well wishes or, you know, maybe even a current event. As well as anyone who's otherwise added to the Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. Got a great show lineup for y'all. We got Brother Chris L. Y'all know Chris L. Came on, chopped it up, showed us and taught us how he does his process with regards to the passport without submitting a social. So, always a pleasure to have him on the show. But, as you know, we're going to jump in these current events, and then we're going to bring the brother in. We only got a couple, man. Let's do this dance. CNBC yen rises. Yuan falls as U.S.-China trade deal this year looks unlikely. I ain't really tripping on the Forex. I'm really talking about, you know, now they're coming out saying this trade deal isn't going to happen. Probably is, you know, it's one of the reasons why the United States stock market is down as well. Hong Kong has been rocked by months of increasingly violent protests against Chinese rule of the former British colony. If the bills are signed into law, that would anger Beijing and could make a resolution to the trade war more difficult. That's with regards to what the U.S. is looking to sign with Hong Kong. Who knows, man? But I'm not seeing any trade deal anytime soon. IMF says Mexico credit line may be cut from current $74 billion. Okay, man. So remember I said we got the credit squeeze going on the consumer level, on the corporate level, on the country level as well. This is the first time I've seen anything like this recently. Western Hemisphere Director Open to a social pact for Argentina. Bottom line, the International Monetary Fund's board plans to vote on Mexico's request to renew its flexible credit line, possibly for less than the current $74 billion. Mexico is interested in reducing the size now that there's greater certainty around its trade relationship with the U.S. Alejandro Werner, the IMF's Western Hemisphere director, said in an interview today at Bloomberg's headquarters in New York, Horner said he expects the board's decision before the current agreement expires November 28th. Now, I don't know, you know. There's a little spin. Maybe it's true. Maybe they're really requesting a reduction in their credit line. Who does that, though? I think this might be just a little spin before, you know, it happens. They want to get in front of it and say, hey, well, we want a reduction and, you know, things are cool. Who knows, though? I don't know. Forbes.com, China wants Russia to use more yuan and fewer dollars. They don't like the dollars, yo. There were two Chinese executives highlighted at this year's Russia Calling Conference, an investment forum put on by VTB Capital in Moscow. Both of them lobbied Russia to accept renminbi as a form of payment and investment. Russian President Vladimir Putin threw somewhat of a wet blanket on their aspirations. He said the renminbi has restrictions due to convertibility, which it does. You can't convert from renminbi to U.S. dollar at the very least. And China says it is too early for full market liberalization like the ruble. Putin told the standing room only crowd of more than 2,000 people in Moscow's Crown Plaza Hotel today. He also said it's realistic to want to do trade settlements in our own national currencies, but the instances of that have been low. As for raising money in renminbi, we are not interested in the currency. We are interested in the investment proposal first. So I'm looking at this as, you know, they're just getting people ready. I mean, I think government, United States government, is looking at that and being like, okay, so, you know, they're trying to put it on the world stage that, you know, they want Russia to take renminbi or the yuan instead of U.S. dollars, because that's what they're taking right now. So at least it's being put out there. It's going to be talked about. Whether it's real or not, we'll see. But we got a crisis building, and from what my mentor told me. CNBC, gold rebounds as impeachment inquiry uncertainty weighs on stocks. Is that what's weighed on stocks? Is that what happened? I don't know. Quote, for people trading gold, they want more insight to the path forward and where the Fed is at. With equities trading lower, gold is getting a little bit of a lift based off of that. This is Bob Habercorn, senior market strategist at RJO Futures. Financial markets eased and underwhelming earnings and concerns on ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump overshadowed hopes for a U.S.-China trade deal. Yeah, okay. Early in the session, Washington granted an extension for U.S. companies to continue doing business in China's Huawei Technologies Company, Ltd., a move markets took as a sign of progressing U.S.-China trade deal relations. After adding Huawei to an economic blacklist in May, the United States Commerce Department has allowed it to purchase some American-made goods and granted a new 90-day extension to minimize disruption for its customers. This prompted Wall Street to open at a record high, and stocks globally raced to a 22-month peak and pushed bullion to the day's low of 14.64 and 20 cents. The fact that gold has been stable within an environment with equity markets driving to new highs is a testament that there is still interest in safe haven assets. This is David Meager, director of metals trading at High Ridge Futures, attributing to its concerns about economic growth and lingering doubts about a trade deal. So smart money is still on this gold, and they're saying, being that the stock market is at all-time highs, basically, and the bond markets are doing, you know, so great, that he's actually surprised at, you know, how well gold is, you know, staying on that tight trading range instead of being, you know, driven down, and that just basically attributed it to concern about the economy, the trade deal, you know, whatever. The calm before the storm, Forbes.com. The global economy is slowing. Germany, for instance, may already be in recession. GDP there dropped 1% in this year's second quarter, with little reason to expect better from Q3, which we will see soon. Whatever you call it, Germany is certainly not in a good spot. It is highly dependent on exports, which, for various reasons, are weakening, particularly in their auto industry. Meanwhile, Brexit, depending on how it ends, could greatly reduce UK purchases of German goods. On top of that, uncertainties induced by President Trump's trade war are deterring businesses in Europe as well as elsewhere from investing in future growth projects. And overarching all of it is the technology-driven decline in globalized manufacturing. If Germany's technical recession morphs into a real recession, the rest of Europe will certainly follow, and recession in Europe and the measures the central bank will take to fight it won't leave the U.S. economy unscathed. The rest of the world is not well. Not coincidentally, commodity-producing emerging markets are also experiencing difficulty. Ditto for some more advanced commodity exporters like Australia and Canada. My bad, y'all. Canada. It was an inside joke with me and my peoples back in the day. I can't stop saying it like that. Their problem springs from lower commodity prices, but more specifically from China. Much of the commodity price pressure can be blamed on slowing Chinese growth, but that is not the entire story. China is roughly 20% of the global GDP on a PPP basis and constitutes much of the incremental growth in the global economy. When China's growth slows, the ripples are felt in many places. Commodity prices and China's growth rate are understandably intertwined, and that may be a difficult correlation to break down. It is difficult to pinpoint the next major tailwind, and even when speculating on the next tailwind, timing is further difficult to hurdle and overcome. We may soon see the other side of China's growth story, just as it had an outsized effect on global GDP. On the way up, it will likely be a major drag on the way down. The signs of looming recession: while more goods are delivered electronically and supply chains are shrinking, the movement of physical goods is still the economy's circulatory system. The cash freight index is the most comprehensive high-frequency indicator of this. It tends to lead the economy by a few quarters, but has signaled almost every economic turning point. So the fact its year-over-year change has been negative every single month since December 2018 is more than a little concerning. As you may understand, there have been periods of negative growth without a recession, but the latest drop's sheer magnitude and rapidity is eye-opening. Freight traffic is falling, and it looks even worse when Cass digs into the specifics going deeper. Cass notes that dry van truck volume is fairly reliable predictor for retail sales and is still relatively healthy. That fits with what we see elsewhere about consumer spending sustaining growth, but they also note that seasonally, dry van volume should be even stronger than it is. That suggests caution as the year winds down. Other transport modes, rail, flatbed trucks, chemical tankers, indicate real problems in the industrial economy. Manufacturers seem to have little faith consumers will keep buying at the rates they are. And given how much consumer spending is debt financed, they're probably right to be cautious. Strong retail spending is not necessarily positive. Consider the Comscore holiday spending report from November 2007. The Friday after Thanksgiving is known for heavy spending in retail stores, but it's clear that consumers are increasingly turning to the internet to make their holiday purchases. This is Comscore Chairman Gian Fulgani. He went on to say, online spending on Black Friday has historically represented an early indicator of how the rest of the season will shake out. That, the 22% growth rate versus last year's outpacing the overall growth rate for the first 3 weeks of the season, should be seen as a sign of positive momentum. The Great Recession began 1 month after this sign of positive momentum. As a strong holiday shopping season won't mean we are out of the woods, and could mean we are just entering them. Forbes.com, you can check it out. It's called The Calm Before the Economic Storm. Man, this is all mainstream media, man. I'm just saying, like, let's just figure it out. Here we go. And real quick from Reuters, a new artificial intelligence platform is helping children learn mathematics, even correcting errors before a calculation is finished. And the title is Move Over Teacher, AI Can Help Teach Math Kids Too. And it's just another sign of, you know, people, you know, we're going to be, you know, teachers, your jobs are in jeopardy as well when it comes to this stuff. We're about to go through probably the biggest economic shift that's ever been attempted in modern, you know, I quote, in quotations, history. And, you know, we're just looking to do our best in ensuring here at the foundation that, you know, as many people as possibly can, are prepared in whatever manner, you know, that may present itself, but ultimately are prepared. And, you know, I think this definitely touches on a lot of different subjects. It's not just with regards to trust and commercial, you know, transactions. I mean, that's a predominant. I mean, that's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, y'all know why the name of this, you know, show is called The Foundation. Because, you know, we're looking to, you know, reestablish the foundational understanding and knowledge of doing business in this system and entitling assets, holding property, protecting, you know, doing business. It's the main thing. And in order to do that, you're going to have to, you know, be on multiple levels. And what I mean by multiple levels, you know, trust level, you know, the contract level, private, or what we know is foreign to the commercial realm, also commercial realm level. You're going to have to understand statutes, so on and so forth. You're going to have to understand asset protection, certain aspects of finance, accounting, administration, all of these things, as well as, you know, status. There's a big thing, you know, going on with status. I know that a lot of people are concerned with their status as it relates to this commercial system. And, you know, when it comes to the direct status, the foundation, we don't really get into that. You know, we're really into, as you know, establishing that private estate through those private entities that are not controlled or governed by, you know, statutory legislation, that, you know, are contractually protected, constitutionally protected. And that's, you know, doing business through these entities, administering a private estate through these entities, you know, your family office through these entities, all of these things. And, you know, titling all your, you know, assets privately. And the benefits that inherently come along with that type of, you know, structure and system. But also, I also know y'all are in really into, you know, other aspects of the stuff, you know, as in credit. So, and I'm just doing my best to bring, you know, us as well-rounded scope of information for educational purposes only here on the foundation. I want to expand from, you know, the actual foundation of what we discuss here. And that case in point, you know, tonight we got a special guest. Once again, y'all know him by the name of Chris L. He came on the show and just blew our minds with regards to the Passport No Social. You know, he blessed us, you know, with a webinar on his personal, you know, specific process that he used to, you know, get results, to get his passport. And, you know, he shared it. He put it all on the line. He put it out there. People still got questions. I know, you know, when I speak with the brother Chris L., we speak on a different level than necessarily what I speak when I'm doing a show or I'm talking to someone, just, you know, a client day to day. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to distill, you know, information, because all of the different things that we've read, the different citations of authority, the different legislation, the different acts, the different statutes, the different Supreme Court case that we read, or all the, you know, all these different things, it builds like a basis of the specific, what's the best word? Knowledge base that we're studying. And sometimes we take that knowledge base for granted, as, I guess, for lack of a better word, as mentors or as teachers. So, you know, part of my thing with the foundation is to do my best to, you know, disseminate information in a way that it can be easily picked up. And then we can expand on that later if we need to. And then drive home core concepts and keys. The brother was, you know, graceful enough to come on the show again. I know y'all got questions. I know y'all want to talk to him. I kind of want to pick his brain a little bit more. And, you know, he agreed, and I appreciate it. So, you know, I've seen the results. I've seen the substance. You know, and you know me, I'm a trustee, so I'm looking for the substance. And I've seen it in this brother. And, you know, I do want to say that, you know, I respect this brother. I respect what he's doing. And I respect, really, more specifically, I respect his study ethic. Because he has studied, and he studied a lot. You can tell. I can tell when I talk to him. My man, he goes in, and then he goes further than I've even gone. And A, it's because I'm in a specific niche, if y'all can't tell. And there's, you know, I don't really move outside my lane. And then B, my man's just gifted with the stuff. And I recognize that, and I, you know, whatever. But the brother's on the show. Let me look for him. See what we can do. Can we find the brother? We don't really have a specific format, I don't think. But, you know, he's going to talk. He's going to chop it up with us. I see the switchboard tripping. Okay, there he is. So if I can hear y'all clap, I would be like, y'all, give it up for it. But y'all, I can't hear nothing, man. So. I would like to welcome Chris L to the show, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, fam, how you doing? What's going on?
Peace to the gods, man. Doing well. I'm honored to be back up on the foundation, High Frequency Life.
Man, I'm glad you, man. It's an honor to have you back, man. I appreciate you making time to come on the show, you know, talk to the people. You know, I know sometimes, you know, I remember, I never really feel like an expert. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to have people asking you questions and stuff. And I don't know how you feeling, but, you know, I'm just guessing. But I really appreciate you, you know, coming back on the show, man, because you got a lot to share. And, you know, people can learn a lot, man. So, you know, I'm all about the people. So thanks for coming back, man.
Man, respect. It's an honor, you know. Peace to the
trustees.
How you
been, man? How's life? Yeah, for real. Peace to the trustees. So how's life, man? How's everything going?
Man, life is a game, you know. Learn the rules and how to play honorably, nobly. Discharging your debt. Understanding your process and overstanding, understanding yourself and how you fit within it. And I mean, got to keep record. Statistics are vital, you know, to keep the record going, so that you can know your progress. How better are you today than you were last year? So last year I was just getting into the mode of kind of sharing with people the process. Right now, this year, I stand at a record of 6-1 against HPD, against constables. So, got the proof, verified, certified. It's just ongoing.
You jumping right in, yeah. My apologies to cut you off. I ain't going to say I didn't mean to cut you off, because I did. I meant to cut you off. But
yeah,
let's go. So you say you're 6-1 at this point.
Yeah.
So I want to clarify, you mean with the passport, no social, right? With that, you're with your actual passport. You say, so HPD, so the police department, so they pulled you over. Could you get into maybe your last interaction with, you know, being pulled over? Producing your passport, no social, you know, what happened?
Yeah, the last one pulled me over in a different conveyance at the time that wasn't registered. Still had the plates on it, but wasn't registered. So, you know, all they got to do is type that in. And pulled me over. And he says, hey, man, you know, this typical spill, registration, whatever, what have you. And I said I don't have those particular documents. I wasn't aware that I was required to, but this is what I have, and which was the passport, no social, the card. So he took it, went to the unit, came back, and was like, okay, sir, you have a great day. We good, right? We cool? Yeah, I'm not going to be as nice. I'm nice. I'm one of the nice officers. You're not going to have any as nice as me sometimes. And he right. As I said, 6-1. Sometimes they'll get in too deep, not knowing what they're dealing with.
And that's the other thing, you know. One of the biggest things that I respect about you, brother, you know, is that, you know, you're still executing. I'm gonna use my trustee talk. You know, you're still executing. You're still using and continuing to have experiences and still moving with what you teach or what you taught, you know. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I look for. I mean, anyone can talk about anything, but, you know, the fact that, you know, not only do you know and are familiar with the process, and actually, you know, I've never seen, you know, when I watched the DVD Passport No Social, it's very unique. I mean, there's a lot of similarities to every process, but it's very unique. And the biggest thing is it's you know, successful. It's proven successful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the fact that you're, you know, still out here, still doing it, you know, still utilizing your process and finding success, man, you know, I find that commendable. Definitely commendable.
Respect.
Because you're kind of like the guinea pig for all of us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Yeah. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to that, you know, I know a lot of stuff. You know, I'm a guinea pig for a lot of things with regards to, you know, trust and doing business through trust and setting up certain things in the name of a trust and stuff. Like, my mentor didn't teach me how to do a lot of the stuff that I do. You know, a lot of the stuff that I know he taught me with regards to trust, but he didn't teach me how to do the things that I do. You know, so I definitely, you know, definitely would say that, you know, as you test the stuff out, we appreciate you coming back and sharing your experiences. Definitely.
Respect.
So he said we cool, huh? Because, like, I had a similar situation where the guy, the officer came back to the car and was all about my safety. All he was talking about was my safety. And he was telling me how he was so concerned about my safety and he just wanted to be safe and just be safe, and are you safe? Are you okay? He asked me if I was okay, and I was like, I was confused. I was like, yeah. He was like, I just want to be safe. Just keep safe. He said safe like 4 or 5 times. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, you've done a different process than I have, but this office, obviously, you know, principles are many. I mean, processes are many, principles are few. So I've experienced, you know, similar reactions with the, you know, with the law, with the police, or the, you know, the color of law. And, you know, I just think it's significant, man. Look, y'all do the passport, grab a passport, no social webinar. I mean, I'm just gonna throw the plug in right now. admin@welcometothefoundation.com, man. We'll send you an invoice, man, and we'll ship it to you on a DVD. But, like, see, the thing of it is when you do something like this, when you're taking actions to, quote, correct your status, you know, the status how you do business, status how you title property, the status how you enter into, you know, civil actions or whatever, status on how you interact with the, you know, the so-called law, you're gonna start seeing weird stuff. You're gonna start seeing, and
yeah.
I like my man, because you said it earlier, you was like a glitch in the matrix. You know what I mean? You're going to start seeing weird stuff and just act natural and just go with it, y'all. All I got to say is just don't kick up dust. But so he was saying, what he said, what now? What did he ask you?
he was
cool,
making sure that we was good, you know, because he obviously saw something back there in my past on my person, on his unit screen, and couldn't understand why the DA is like, hey, man, just, you know, let that roll, I guess. I don't know what their dispatch or what have you jargon is, but, yeah, that's when he came back with, won't you take care of that? Well, I'm dealing with that with the IRS right now, so.
My man clarified that. Let's back up a little bit. Y'all catch how he said on my person? Let's expound on, yo, so what do you mean on your person?
Well, you know, the IRS, you know, has 7 different statuses, if you will, of person.
Uh-huh.
Most of us who are U.S. citizens claim to be an individual. So the other 6 you have access to, but someone else controls it for you. Another entity does.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't gone on the record to, you know, do a status correction. Correct the assumptions of color of law by reaching out to those agencies that are color of office, those things. But
color of office. Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah. Color of law and color of office. Break that down how you broke it down. You said something is color of law, and then you said something, and that's color of office. You say that again?
Well, if you have a police officer, he's holding his unit is a mobile office.
Uh-huh.
So he's operating under color of law, holding the color of office agency.
Mm-hmm. It's an officer. The police officer is that specific color of office.
Exactly. A color of office could be your county attorney, the DA. The color of office is the IRS.
I like that.
But you have to get in status, proper status, official capacity, and take over your person. Do a corporate takeover of your person. Protect your asset. Put them in trust. The only thing those color of offices or agencies need to know is where you born at. That's where the passport come in. Surname.
Surname.
That's what it says.
Get into that.
Surname. Surname.
And, you know, a lot of people look at these stuff and they don't really look into it, man. So, like, surname, and then it says given name. So, legally, what are they talking about when you filling out?
Well, surname, usually, you know what I'm saying, you have certain last names from certain land masses, you know. Holyfield, Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. These names are connected to some landmark. But an intermingling of immigrants that basically led to the separation of land from the people, from the land. And now you have immigrants with an E leaving their own land to set up permanently in another's. But this is all color of law by way of contract. And the contract that allowed all of it to be done was the Constitution. The first one. But then it got usurped with what Martin Luther King called the Act of Congress of 1871. So,
which it was.
The last name, huh?
So, which it was.
Right. So the last name, when the Civil Rights Movement, which some of us are not aware of, when the Civil Rights Movement took place, that movement was the separation of our people's last attempt to consular courts. Because surname identifies or indicates the birthplace of a particular quality. You see, the birthplace is where the surname comes in. So that's why they just say birthplace, USA, or no address even. You don't see no address. So on the passport, it asks you for a permanent address. Why would you give them a permanent address if you don't have one on your passport? That's just showing where you're born at. But that's on the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Rule-free delivery. Four-corner rule. What these brackets about? Why should you use 9998 after your zip when you're identifying any type of legal document that comes from the desk of the executor of the estate? Cease and desist.
And all of these, obviously, you know, are components that are correlated with regards to, you know, the passport and all social. So maybe, and not to say too much, but so, is it safe to say that you're obtaining a passport in a specific capacity? That's
absolutely
why the social isn't required.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it boils down to a little common sense question that I looked at, and I was like, well, if it appears that the documents I've submitted suggest, if you will, that you are a U.S. citizen, born or naturalized within the United States or one of its territories and subject to its jurisdiction. There's two components that you have to qualify for. You have to be born in the United States or one of its territories within is what it says, within. And you have to be subject. So there's some type of something claim that has to be made to be totally under the jurisdiction of the United States. That's where the birth certificate comes in. But why the birth certificate comes in is because it's an instrument. Those of us who's done authenticated birth certificates here in Texas, I could only speak for, it lets you know it's an instrument. The Constitution itself is an instrument. Instrument is a legal and a financial term. It identifies a contractual relationship, and it has value. The passport is a bearer form. Bearer form is a financial term. In order for you to be the holder of the passport, you have to be a bearer. And if it's a bearer, there's a bond associated with it. It's a security. So it's just a different level of it. 2020 is around the corner. Better have your IDs, driver's licenses, and all of that up to date if you expecting to fly, because them shits just may be international. But if you're really flying international, crossing a body of water, you're still going to need the passport anyway.
And you mean international, what we know as state to state, may become international.
Exactly.
Flights.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even if they let you on the flight. This goes down to Greyhound buses too. Megabus. Come out of her, my people. give up the superscription and be redeemed.
So you said rule free delivery. So you went down to the post office and picked up your package that they sent the passport in?
No, they mailed it. They mailed it to me overnight.
Oh, because you wanted that. Got it. You paid extra for the overnight.
No, I didn't pay extra for it. They just sent it. because I guess they were tired of fighting with me after that last document I sent them. They said I was going to take them to court for infringing upon my constitutionally protected right to travel. Mm. I requested wet ink signature from the person that's, you know, doing this, and, you know, notice the agent, notice the principal. Notice the principal is notice the agent.
They just hot potatoes your passport straight to you.
Yep, yep.
I mean,
but
you
see,
know,
they never gave me a social, so I never had one to give them.
Exactly. So, and I agree with you, but I want you to speak on that.
Baby
what
act.
We mean they never gave you a social.
When from anybody who goes through the process of birth certificate, if you have children or if you remember your mom talking about it, whatever, little siblings, whomever, go through a birth certificate system, you notice that 30 days later, you get a Social Security card in the mail. It used to be when we were born, I was born, 30 days after the birth certificate was issued, the baby's born, you go and you fill out the SS4 or for the Social Security number. But now they just automatically do it. So when it came in the mail carrier didn't put it in my hand. Put in my mother's hand. I never received one physically. Chris L, man, you tripping, fool. It got your name on it. Yes, that's a name. That name is not me. That's a person. Think of the name, your given name on your birth certificate as a business like AT&T. AT&T has an EIN. Your EIN for your person known as your name is called a Social Security number. And you're filing out your taxes wrong. You're filing your taxes wrong. This is legal information. This is not legal advice. There's a difference between information and advice. But if you don't know where you're born...
say this again.
Is public law. You know, this is public law when you know where you're born. If you're telling me that I have to be born within or naturalized within the United States or one of its territories, well, then let me see what the United States is, which is a federal corporation, and it, in a geographical sense, is the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. There is no way I was born in the United States.
Were you born in Guam?
No.
How about the Samoan Islands?
Nope.
The Mariana Islands?
Nope.
Puerto Rico?
Nope.
And Washington, D.C. I mean, there might be a couple more, but... No, I mean, I'm picking up what you're putting down, man. I love it. I just, you know...
I'm trying to be... You know, I'm not trying to give the keys to the kingdom. It's just like it's when you go, it's everywhere. You see it. It's kind of like ones and zeros. Ah, bullshit right there. Bullshit right here. You have notes in the form of a mortgage, death pledge, in the form of a student loan, in the form of a car note, payday loan. All of them have a promissory page or promissory promise to pay attached to it. And you give up your individual called your name, your person's account number, where the money is at, and authorize them to go get that for you and then loan it back to you at a high interest rate. They can set up your electricity without a social now. They just need the birth date. You see, like...
Yeah. You can also set up electricity and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And give me EIN.
How many corporate dwellings are there out there? Where are all the corporate dwellings at? Raise your hand.
And
because
there it is.
Like, when we, do you work where you live or do you live where you work? When you can understand what person you are and how you're moving, think of your person as Monopoly. My life partner, my woman comes and kicks my ass in Monopoly. And I'm debriefing her about the game and how you're supposed to play the game, you know. And we got the original edition. So I'm so greedy and controlled, trying to get one side of the board and control it, not lock it down. She needed one card, one piece on the red side, Illinois. And I wanted to keep Illinois because of the Iroquois Confederation, but I decided to give it to my woman. And that was the piece that was my demise. Why? Because I was anticipating her getting that infamous, if you got for every house, for every hotel, you got to pay. That's the card that I ended up pulling, and now I'm bankrupt. But you can then auction and wholesale off your property back to the bank or trade with players. Why are we not playing more Monopoly? Why are we not dealing with each other in trust in an ecosystem where you move privately so that you can know how not to be responsible from the tax and from the jump? Undue influence, Johnson & Johnson family fortune. The last heir to the company, Johnson, and I forgot his name, Rob Johnson, no, don't quote me on that, but the last Johnson passed away early 80s, something like that. The man died with $500-some-odd million in trust, but he only made $50,000 a year. Understanding the business principle of trust and how you move and how you affect the community with an economic reality, be it through a trust, private foundation, private family foundation. Come get that work. Ecosystem, financial ecosystem.
And it's good to learn trust because you can learn how to properly look at that all capital name.
Yep. I mean, when you go, I don't like to thump the Bible, but, you know, I have a lot of conversation with individuals, that's what they are, U.S. citizens, that tells me that the truth shall set you free. One of the big things that attracted me to high frequency was, like you said, the big brother Yusufel. When I heard a show and he said, the Bible says shall make you free. And I was like, yes, goddamn, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Right off top. Shall make you free, not set you free. Those are two different meanings. Just like I can't say just immigrant. Because you have to identify, you have to show me the word. Is it the I with the two M's or the E with the one M? So we can't just listen to people's talk. That is babble. Put the word on paper so we can make it plain, so we can give it to a herald that they may run with it, that our request be made unto the Lord. That's above as and below at the same time. That's energy and the documents that we mail off to the enemy that we are trying to create treaty with.
So what do you in relation to the passport, no social, what are you looking at? How do you view a state ID and this new Real ID Act and the implications of that?
It's funny because a guy told me that he wanted to get down on the information with the passport so he could get rid of his child support. And I say, that's not the point of it. Because if you get it no social, those charges that is due to that person with a social don't follow you, your real man, into your home, your birthplace, your surname. That name that's supposed to tie you to the land. That's why a lot of people do name changes. Like, that ties you to your nationality. It doesn't. There's a little bit more that has to be done than just a name change. Because on the record with them, you have an account active, open, doing business as a U.S. citizen. And a double-minded man can't expect to receive nothing of the Lord. So when you have this passport in that capacity as executorship, where you are God, where you generate, operate, and destroy. As the U.S. citizen, you get your emoluments by way of public authority. And public authority is identified in the landmark case of Downs versus Bidwell. And that's where you'll see color of office in that particular opinion by those Supreme Court justices. So, understanding jurisdiction and what jurisdiction your person is in, will you be able to know the state ID is really tying me to the U.S. citizenship, regardless of one thing, how you sign your name. So I don't know if it's really a bad thing or a good thing. It's for who it's for. You got people that enjoy working at Walmart. You got people that enjoy serving food at KFC. Look at the beef between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, as if these two companies, the heads of state, didn't have a meeting of the minds to do something with the people. You think it's conspiracy talk. This is a money game. Popeyes is nowhere near fucking with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A got a national bowl game. Stop. I don't care what chicken sandwich is tight. You pay tax for it. So stay in line and y'all keep waiting for your $2 Tuesday.
Okay. I got another question real quick. So what, in regards to the passport, no social, and without giving any of your special sauce away, what can those who get their hands on it expect to learn? Like, procedurally. How about that? Procedurally.
Procedurally, they'll learn what documents need to be ready to go in case of a rebuttal. They may rebut it. So it'll take you from, okay, this is how you fill out the passport. That's the easiest part. The easiest part is how to fill it out. The part that we go into is why you're filling it out this way. None of what exists on that passport is on there by way of like an ancillary vote by the agency or Congress, whatever. All of what's in that passport is preceded by an act that was passed for that to be done without the United States having any liability. So, in you knowing what you're doing and how to fill it out, here's the documents. And then you'll really see the secret sauce in there that I don't really want to divulge, because I understand now how powerful it is.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not even the passport that really stops the child support or the taxes or the law enforcement. It's not really the passport that stops it. That's like the force field. But the force is what you could do before that that's really the thing that stops it. And that's and you when you get the DVD and you see what the titling is of this document, then you'll be thinking on a different level about the game. And then come back and listen to this show and tell me what you've learned. Because I think the shit is beautiful. This is the most. Somebody told me the other day, man, the system is just messed up. It don't benefit but the few. I say, well, if that's the case, then it's working just fine. Ain't nothing wrong with the system. You ever play a video game with somebody and say the game cheating?
Because they whooping you so bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, my man not doing what I'm telling him to do. Oh my God, this shit is hilarious to me.
I was pushing the button. I was pushing the button.
I'm hitting it, bro, right now. I'm hitting it. That's your broke ass controller.
Oh, man.
It's crazy, you know, bro. It's real out there.
It's funny, but in that perspective, you know, it really makes sense. You know, we pushing the wrong buttons. We probably ain't pushing buttons. We pushing things that we think are buttons, but they're not. Arguing, mad, yelling, screaming, because this non-existent button isn't working and doing what we wanted to do, or what we were told to do, or what the 12th step and that 12-step process that I bought told me to do.
Right. So,
nah, I mean, I ain't laughing
at
anyone.
The supervisor constable came up to me. He said, "Say, man, I hear you what you're saying, man, but you operating the motor vehicle on these streets, and these streets belong to the United States. So you talking about the Constitution. Where's the Constitution? You got the Constitution on you?"
And you pull it out.
I didn't, bro. And all the information that I've studied says, yeah, have that. Bow. I didn't have it. And it was like, womp, womp, womp. I mean, I still drove off, you know, even with a compromised person. But I took my person out of their jurisdiction. And this is what the passport allows you to see with that secret sauce document. And I can't even tell you the bonus number two of at least the entire purchase of what you would pay for Sowell's package to be the trustee and trainer. I'm trying to tell you the sauce on the last part of it that I can't say is mind-blowing. That's at least a $10,000 value for yourself in the year. And I can't tell you how. You would just have to see for yourself. I know I'm seeing it. Official capacity.
I hear you. I mean, I hear you. I read you. I see you. I smell you. I feel you. Because, you know, I come from the official capacity as trustee. I just don't say it like that. And you're right with that Constitution. You are definitely right. I just don't think people understand what's on this passport, no social DVD. You know, it was a request. The brother didn't come and be like, yo, Sod, I want to put a passport, no social DVD out. That's not what happened at all, man. It was all my idea. Because I know y'all, I know what y'all need, I know what y'all want, you know, and I know that a lot of what y'all want, I don't even talk about it. I won't talk to you about it, because I don't do that stuff. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. I think there's other stuff that we need to be focusing on, and if that's how I feel, then that's how I need to, you know, behave as well as administer, you know, the foundation. So, you know, When speaking to this brother, I just knew that he needed to, what he knew and his experience needed to be brought to the foundation. So, you know, I asked the brother to do the passport, no social DVD, and, you know, he complied. And, you know, from there, even I've learned a whole bunch of stuff. I've learned some new things that put a different perspective, you know, on the way I've looked at things. And it's very valuable. This brother's very valuable. The stuff he has is very valuable. The knowledge that he's acquired is very valuable. And, you know, if y'all are interested in the Passport No Social DVD, admin@welcometothefoundation.com. It comes with everything. You're going to get an email with the necessary ancillary documents. And just straight up, it's $300. But, you know, it's worth every single penny. And if you follow the directions, you learn, you study, you take the action, you're gonna get exactly what you're expecting to get. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, y'all, this ain't Amazon, man. You can't just, you know, jump online or pick up the phone or something. And it, you know, it's going to come pre-assembled to your house. And all you got to do is unpack it and do some minor assembly, and then you off to the races. It's not like a car dealership. You go up, you sign some papers, jump in the car, and drive off. That's not how it works. Not with trust, not with, you know, nationality, not with, you know, protecting your assets or... you know, perfecting your status, correcting your status. You know, it's not a consumer good. This stuff is not a consumer good. It's a lifestyle, and I say it all the time. This stuff is a lifestyle. But if this lifestyle is for you, you know, we're looking to provide the necessary information, education, materials, whatever, to allow you to obtain that and attain that lifestyle. No BS. No bull crap. It's not a game.
Speaking of no BS, I go into dealership to inquiry about a particular model of luxury car. I want the contract. I want the purchase agreement on it. The MCO. Well, what do you require in protocol when purchasing said conveyance in a trust? Will blow your mind what they ask for.
Change the whole game,
driver's license. Yeah, oh yeah, driver's license, don't have one. Okay, well, let me talk with my manager about that. Comes back, manager, well, at least do you have a passport? Sure do, here you go. Okay, yes, this, we don't need a driver's license. We'll just use that. Know what you can do as a trustee. Get in the official capacity. Get this passport. Certain things you don't think you need, what you think you need. The bank teller don't know nothing.
They got
the
a
manager,
policy. And look, if they don't know, they got a little key search. They search it up, and then they pull up an instructional document. And
yeah,
that's what they're looking at on their computers, man. They're reading, just figuring out what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. So, I'm just saying, man, a non-profit can buy property.
A private family foundation is a non-profit.
Boom.
And if you buy a property with and title it in the name of a non-profit, which is tax exempt, what happens to property taxes?
What property taxes?
That's exactly.
It's how you hold the entity. If you hold any particular property that's taxable in the federal territory of the United States, then expect to be taxed on it. It's in their jurisdiction. You got to hold it within an entity. This is legal information. I'm going to stop right there. They got to get the DVD.
Get the DVD. admin@welcometothefoundation.com. I don't know if someone's listening to the show or something. Yo, man, go to spcuniversity.com. And if you're looking for a secure party, gonna let y'all know. I don't do the secure party. That's Yusuf's lane. I stay in my lane. SBCUniversity.com or email highfrequencyblogtalk@gmail.com if you're looking for Secure Party Process or any documents regarding the Secure Party Process.
That is actually step one.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Well, man, hey, we got about 10 minutes left, man. You want to take a couple calls, man? Man, I just want to say thank you, man. I feel like we can talk for hours, man. I feel like we can talk for hours. And
we got to do a retreat or something, man. We got to do a retreat or something. Do the nonprofit.
Oh.
Bring out the trustees.
Done.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, done. So you are, what do you think? You want to take a couple callers?
Yeah, definitely. I'm game on that.
Anybody got any of y'all got any questions for Chriselle? Passport No Social Creator. We gonna jump into a caller. So, let's do 925-1306. 925-1306. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace. How you doing, so?
Oh, this is Brian from the Bay. What's going on, man?
Hey, enjoying this show by listening to this and like really just trying to like absorb it in. And I, like I said, I'm getting what y'all saying because that whole thing about the whole using that type of entity, as far as the foundation. I mean, as far as a nonprofit. Doing that way, that makes sense when you say it like that. Now I'm like, okay, because that is in that thing over there. Therefore, that's not an entity that can be that way. Well, it wouldn't be. You wouldn't have that problem. But I appreciate what you're doing, man, and I'm like really loving this, bro. And I just from the bottom of my heart, I'm just saying I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you give me just this little information, because I'm thinking I'm getting what you're talking about as far as the other thing, as far as like the passport and you're using that, you won't need to use the other entity, so you wouldn't have a lot of issues because you're using the passport way. So yeah, that's one thing I have to say. I appreciate this, man. Chris, I appreciate you, man. I really do. And I appreciate you so for talking. Tell this man to come on here because a lot of people need to hear this information, and I'm really intrigued. I just have to figure out how to get the stuff, but yeah, I'm willing to learn. And man, it's a beautiful thing you're talking about.
Respect, brother. Respect.
Absolutely. Well, man, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you, man.
No, I appreciate both of you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
All right, peace. I'm just going to okay. Yeah, there goes the switchboard, bro. Sorry, callers. Let me try to refresh this. See if this helps. We got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast.
You don't want to call in. I should have went to the Kanye sermon.
You should have what?
I should have went to the Kanye sermon or the Kanye service over here. I didn't go.
Yeah, man. You were telling me about it. So Kanye is doing his own service, religious service.
I don't know if, well, from what people say, it wasn't really a service. It was more so like a concert, you know. I don't know. I wasn't there. I just know that apparently on the radio they would talk about he had everybody doing the South Side.
all right. Well, maybe you shouldn't have went to the Kanye service. Maybe it's a good thing you didn't go to the Kanye service, man.
But you know, it's kind of like I want to hear what he's saying, because people like literally took off from work. Like,
I guess you're
listen,
the South Side.
Go do this.
I'm gonna ask for you to see your ID, man. I'm gonna have to verify your identity. Podcast, you do. I'm like, yo, man, let me see your passport. No social, man. Come on, man. I don't know what you're doing.
We get all of our things in under trust, man. LLCs, put them to work.
Put the LLCs
to work.
Put
these entities to work for you.
You got a good job. Can you give it to your child when you leave, when you retire? Can you say, hey, look, so I know y'all been doing this for 20 years, 30 years. I'm about to retire. My son Junior finna come in here, or my daughter finna come in here and put it down. You good with that? And they gonna be like, hell nah, we got to go through the process, and we got to do this, and we got to do that.
Tell her to put in, submit her resume.
Tell her, we have certain policies. We can't show preferential treatment, you know. So we got to put them through the same rigors. Man, look, I'm not trying to hear all that. You can't hand down a job, yo. You can't hand a degree down and have it be recognized. But you can definitely keep a closely held, privately held, you know, corporation. And I mean, you know, we got people in our family. They slow. They ain't gonna be, you know, CEOs or they probably ain't gonna be administrators. I mean, they can make, you know, but they can get, they got a job though. What can you do? Oh, you know, well, mom says I can. Okay, look, man, I'm gonna need you to clean these floors. You're gonna do this janitor. You're gonna be the highest paid janitor in the 60 square miles because you work for the business that is closely held by your family estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a beautiful thing, and that's what the foundation is about, man. We're trying to change families out here. I'm trying to change generations. I want y'all niggas to like find a picture of me or something, try to put it in your family. Like, this is so, he's the one. Like, but nah, I'm all serious. I'm trying to change this whole thing. I'm trying to change this whole entire dance. And man, I can't say how much I appreciate you, Chris, man. Like, willing to come and step into the public and, you know, put this information out, man. I know a lot of people that wouldn't do it, man. Oh, we got it back. Back to the switchboard. Let's do it real quick. 214-2375 before it cut us off, man. 214-2379. Bye-bye. Can't even talk. 214 area code. Oh, what's up, man? Peace. Nope, can't hear you, man.
I got in. Peace, Chris.
Yo, peace.
I just wanted to hop on and say I appreciate y'all, man. That Passport, No Social DVD, lit and legit. I had to watch it a couple times. Then I had to go back and listen earlier today to a couple of shows back when you were on. Well, it was more than a couple, but quite a few shows back. And you had mentioned the fungible assets and the International Bill of Exchange. You got any progress on that? Or fungible commodities. Sorry, commodities.
Right. Agricultural fungible commodities, right. The the process on that, I'm still mastering. Sent off, done what it needed to do. Acquiescence takes place, but now it's about returning the funds to source, and I'm being real meticulous as I go about that process. So, you know, I'm dealing with something with the IRS right now. So where I just issued out the International Bill of Exchange sent directly to the Treasury. So, you know, it's still a work in progress right now.
All right. Progress is way better than stagnant.
It's true. This is true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's based on, again, you know, in the DVD, if you saw, you know, that sauce, you know, that's what goes back to them every time, you see. But when we understand with these securities, if the way that the weights and measurements and standards, the money and finance code, banking regulations, if a security or a presentment is sent out without a way to pay it, then whatever we use is payment. That's where a coupon comes in. But again, that's DVD talk. That's
right.
A whole nother level of advanced learning talk right there to even understand how that is being put on the people in like an epidemic fashion through certain agencies, like your light companies, your water bill, your cable bill, whatever. Crazy.
Absolutely, yes.
You said if it's sent out without a means to pay it. Okay, so is that in a statute that you can cite real quick? I'm sorry to put you on the spot, man, on the air, man. I'm just saying that caught me. You caught me with that one. I was like, that sounds like he. That sounds like he read that from the statute or something, man. That's what it sounded like when you recited.
It actually was from a I want to say a Supreme Court, and a justice was talking about or breaking down the law, interpreting that. God, this was just yesterday. I was looking at this as well. But yeah, you know, it's you have to. They have to in bankruptcy. United States is bankrupt. Well, what type of bankruptcy? Chapter 11. And the only way you exactly reorganization, and the only way that you can pay debts in within that particular Chapter 11 reorganization, the bankruptcy, is by paper. There's no money. So it's paper that's discharging paper. The banker's exception is the superscription. You see. But you got to get into that secured status, be redeemed, be the executor, and now you move in a different capacity. You like Batman. Bruce Wayne and Batman.
You like Batman. Yeah, that bid, that Downs versus Bidwell, that's a, I got this case actually. I'm looking at it right now. It's from 1901. It was decided in May. It was argued in January. It's 72 pages. I got it off of LexisNexis. Are you talking about that?
Yeah, I mean,
Downs versus.
Well, I mean, because, yeah. Because when you look at the, like, the being in the secure party status is nothing but an artisan's lien.
An artisan.
Some people call it, you can call it an agricultural lien because we are agricultural fungible commodity. Or you can call it an artisan lien. Artisan lien is just the retain of or possession of a piece of work until it has been paid for. That's almost the same as it is the same as a mechanics lien.
We got 60 seconds left. If you online, you know, on the internet, listen to us online, man, you're going to call in 424-222-5250. You're going to get cut off. But bids... Downs versus Bidwell, D-O-W-N-E-S-V, Bidwell, B-I-D-W-E-L-L. That's the case we're talking about. What's the citation? 182 U.S. 244, 244, 21, S as in Sam, C, T. 770.
10 seconds.
Well, my man's dropping jewels. I'm just trying to tell y'all, man. My man dropping jewels. Oh, caller dropped off. We lost that caller. It's all good though.
That jewelry, man. That shiny stuff. You know. It's all a part of the tapestry of life, you know. When we understand that they said from ashes, you know, dust you came or whatever, and from dust you shall return, where you went, doesn't it sound a bit in alignment that if we're not born with it and we can't take it with us, then why are we trying to say mine while we here? That seems like it's outside of what's natural. You pass it on, you pass the torch, you put all of your assets to where you could do so outside of the reach of the United States. The minimum contact, you need a buffer to do your bidding. That buffer can come by way of a business trust. It can come by way of an LLC. But what if your business trust created a LLC?
Or your business trust was the majority shareholder or managing member of the LLC. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you get the point. I'm not trying to go in. I'm just, you know, food for thought.
I mean, I get the point.
Because you know, okay, if there's a blue form to fill out and a red form to fill out, then which one are you supposed to fill out? You don't know unless you know what type of person you're dealing with. I don't advocate protest and attack. Because if an IRS agent can now carry a gun, and U.S. Marshals are allowed to shoot and kill tax protesters. You know, hear me now.
Say it again.
So U.S. Marshals are allowed to shoot and kill tax protesters. People think that you set up these entities so that you don't have to pay a tax. No. You use these entities to properly avoid taxes. There's a difference between tax avoidance and tax evasion. But what is your economic reality to put it into something, an entity, that's going to mitigate your tax exposure? And what is that entity's economic reality for the community that it resides in? A U.S. citizen shall not challenge the national debt. As a tax protester, the police officer is looking to issue you a citation, a charge, which is a tax. And when you don't comply, you're protesting. You're a tax protester. They don't make a move until they can get an eyewitness on you. But you bullshitting with them and you telling them that you don't have this and what you don't have to show them. What is the car you driving registered in the state that you're driving in? And if it's registered, it ain't your car. I don't care what note you paying. That's rent. Pay rent. Pay rent. I ain't going there. People say it's conspiracy theory. But yet they can identify inconsistencies and patterns. But it's like your paradigm is not allowing you to see it yet. Louisiana Purchase was about immigrants.
Because they got all those.
That's what it was about.
Citizens. They're buying citizens, man.
Them boys wanted to get to that Mississippi.
People don't look at it like
that. The North American Nile.
All right, man. As we wrap up, man, you know, like I said, I could do this for hours with you, fam. Sit here and just listen. Chime in a couple times, you know, let you go off on that one, you know. And I, you know, I just really appreciate our conversations, appreciate you coming on the show. But as we wrap up, you know, is there anything else that you want to say in closing, you know, to the audience? Anything you want to clear up?
You know, over the over the past couple of days, you know, I've been talking with people here and there, and one thing that's kind of popping out to me that the Creator is speaking through man, through women, asking me about a mastermind. And I think that's something, you know, that I'm going to explore, you know. And I don't know, you know, just be on the lookout. Peace to the trustees. Let's get this ecosystem moving. Know what entrepreneurship is and how to spell it.
E-N... T-R-E-P-N-T-R... Newer. I'm just messing around, man. Well, yeah, man, we look forward to, you know, all your new developments, man. I want to bring you on the show. I almost feel like we should maybe think about making something special just for you, man. So let's definitely, obviously, we're going to stay in touch. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Always a pleasure. Want to bring you on the show again, man. I want to get more into the esoteric stuff that you be talking about. Yeah, we talking about a physical passport without submitting a social security number on the application to, you know, receive such passport. That's not a we talking about that. But my man got game. My man got knowledge. And on the esoteric side, I think he's got a lot to give. And, you know, I think people are listening. So let's talk to each other in the next couple of days or so and figure out how we're going to do this. And I look forward to that mastermind, man, definitely. So
absolutely.
That being said,
make
man,
it happen. Coming soon.
Man, oh yeah, I'm with it. Just we'll figure it out. But yeah, man, thanks for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it, man. Love, respect. And, you know, I'll definitely talk to you soon, man.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, man. Loving everybody, everyone in the future that's touching this. Everything starts in the mind. Your imagination creates everything. That's why you got to take honor in the doc you meant. That's it. Good. I'm honored to be here.
Appreciate you, man. Say peace to the people, man.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all, man. I trust that y'all, you know, was able to glean some information that you otherwise possibly would not have had you been watching some sort of network television program or otherwise. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I appreciate y'all, you know, making the brother feel at home. You know, he's got a lot to offer, man. Really dedicated, really honorable. And, you know, we'll just continue showing the brother love. I'm going to continue to bring y'all the moves, the business, keep doing the dance, stepping on toes, pancaking. You know, we don't worry about the boo-hoo. We chugga-chugga-choo-choo. I'm looking to, you know, help reestablish, man. You know, those of you can hear what we're talking about, come holler at us, man. Let's get moving. Anybody, you got your hand out. You got a poor me complex. Ain't nothing ever your fault, man. Yo, just keep it moving, yo. Appreciate it, man. You know, it's love and respect, man. But we out here trying to do this dance. We know people are depending on us. I know y'all depending on me. And, you know, we need to depend on each other, man. Because I'm not Jesus. I ain't no prophet. I ain't no savior, man. I'm out here saving my family. I need to help. I'm trying to help y'all save yours. And then our families can link up and, you know, do that real dance. And hopefully y'all can see it all old, hands looking all crazy, wrinkled, with the veins popping out, with the knuckles all weird, but I can see this thing come to fruition, and I trust and believe that this will happen, and I'll be able to see at least a piece of it before I'm up out of here. And my man said you can't bring nothing with you, so enjoy your experiences. Don't play no games, because you ain't getting none of this back this time. Ain't no guarantee you coming back, and if you anything like me, I'm trying to go home after this. So, but at the same time, man, understand commerce is a game with really high stakes, but life isn't. And what it's really all about is these moments and the moments to moments. So what we choose to do in the moments define our lives overall. Whether you're studying, you know, messing off, kicking it with your loved ones, being worried or depressed or anxious, and, you know, all that stuff. You know, we are and we live how we do our dance from moment to moment. So, you know, I suggest that you don't concern yourself too much with the past. It causes depression. Don't concern yourself too much with the future. It causes anxiety. Stay in the moment. Get everything done. Do your best in the moment. Be the best you can be from moment to moment. And that's all you got to worry about. Everything else will fall into place. I'm telling you, consistency and dedication. I want to say peace to the special guest, Chris L. I want to salute the big brother, Yusuf L., you know, high frequency radio network creator. You know, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants, y'all. And it's a long drop. But, you know, I got people over here that's, you know, standing on the shoulders of giants right next to me. And they standing tall and they ain't fall. So I got this. You got this too, though. And the main thing is to believe in yourself. And the second main thing is to do something. Start. Do something. Regardless of what you want to do. Do it. Sacrifice to make it happen. Obsess over it. Think about it. Bring it. Rip it from the future and pull it towards your present. Rip it out of the ethers and pull it into the real world or the so-called real world. Either way, man, life is what you make it. And everything starts with the mind. And if you can understand that, you're going to master whatever you put your hands on and focus on with consistency and dedication. And these are just a few little, you know, little keys I'm trying to pass down. Not only just to my family, but my extended family. And that includes you. That includes Teron L., Chris L., Yusuf L., all the people who are out here trying to do the dance for all of us. So with that being said, y'all have a great week. Enjoy yourself. You know, I want you to say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight. Go to sleep with a smile. You wake up thinking that bullshit, don't do it. Kick that out. Tell yourself you're going to have a good morning and you're going to have good vibes. And continue to perpetuate that through your life and watch how your stuff changes. Work hard and get your study on and pull yourself up out of this situation. Watch how your life changes. And then understand how this becomes a lifestyle. And we can laugh and joke all day. But the real thing is getting out this information. Y'all enjoy yourself. Have a great week. I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. I do this for y'all. And I'll catch y'all next time here on the Foundation here on High Frequency Radio Network. Peace to the gods.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.